This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It was just 2 weeks ago that I got Paul Watson and Mike Adams on the phone, two really smart guys, and I said, the president needs our help, and America and the world needs our help. It falls to us. No one else has written a report on the full spectrum of the strangulation of free speech, not just here in the U.S., but in Europe. It's being used to bring in this global tyranny. We have history on our side, we have the facts, and we can get this report directly into the president's hands, which within one day of it being published, the president was still in Europe, and it was delivered to him on Air Force One. And the president did read the report. Now, the report was also given to Congressman Gates, directly to him, and we asked him to expose the fact that I did not say anybody, I did not die at Parkland, and that they were shadow banning everybody, including members of Congress. He responded by throwing me under the bus and saying that I did say nobody died, and that companies have a right to ban and restrict whoever they want. Just don't promote killing congressmen. Remember those hearings last Tuesday? And then they shadow banned him. They took that as a green light, and every other Republican in Congress, other than John McCain. The president and Congress were all watching that hearing where the Republicans and Democrats made fools of themselves and had circles run around them by the heads of the tech companies. But there were other people watching, and they were reading our report that was all bibliographed, and they're taking action on our report. So censor me, shut me down, whatever you're going to try. We just blew another Death Star. Let me tell you, the dominoes are going down on this now. Let me tell you, I don't normally, everybody knows I'm always on to the next battle, and I don't get euphoria over wins. I don't get dopamine injections, you know, mentally. But I'm feeling really good right now. I was sitting here going over all this morning, and it hit me that we fired torpedoes down the reactor shaft, folks. You did it again. Paul Watson did it. Mike Adams did it. This whole crew did it. God did it. And I am just so happy because I can look at the tea leaves here. Yeah! Yeah! I mean, you're in a war. Use a naval, you know, Coral Sea analogy. And you've been looking for the Japanese for days, and they've been finding you and attacking you, and finally it's getting dark, but your planes find the Japanese task force, and you just start blowing their ships up, politically. Not saying we're going to blow up Japanese ships. The media will put that out. It's an allegory. And, I mean, right now, we had just found them, we just got over them, and one big bomb, the first bomb we dropped in the info war to expose this internet takeover, to expose the stealth, to expose how they're pushing it, how they're implementing it. The first bomb we dropped went right into the magazine of their main carrier, and it just mushroomed. I mean, it is spectacular. Now, quite frankly, shrapnel just hit my plane. I got smoke coming out the back, and I got a concussion. The explosion was so big. But I'm feeling real good with blurred political vision as I try to fly back and find my carrier, because we just dropped a huge bomb right into the heart of their operation. You notice Facebook stock is plunging right now. I'm going to explain why that's happening when we come back. Okay, stop. Massive endorphin flood. Whoa. Oh, my God. My brain, my guts, my soul is saying, good job. God's saying, good job. I can feel it right now. Can't you feel it? I'm going to explain how devastating this is to the enemy. Oh, and the impeachment process has begun against Rosenstein as well.
Yeah!
Direct hit!
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You can pull up the article from a week and a half ago on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. It's titled Emergency Report to the President and Congress Concerning the Discovered Blueprint for Total Internet Censorship and the End of Free Speech in the United States and Worldwide, being carried out by stealth by major tech giants. There's also another posting that just has the Mike Adams report in it, titled Emergency Report, The Censorship Master Plan Decoded. And if you scroll down, you can see right there the report. The Censorship Master Plan Decoded that was delivered to the President of the United States about 8 days ago. There it is. And right on time. We put the report out on a Friday. Right on time, they had the hearings the next Tuesday and admitted it all. And Congress then went and looked and found out all the Republicans were shadow banned, except for John McCain, and that all the Democrats were being promoted. And the president found out that he was shadow banned. Finally, I got the report to the president, thanks to patriots, and I'll leave it at that. But let's just say General Kelly isn't too happy. He'll be gone in about 4 days, we're told, 5 days. So, yes, I think the patriots are in the hen house, aren't they? The foxes don't like that too much. The farmer is getting back into the White House. The farmer don't like foxes with little hens. So, you see what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And you see what's happening. We've got our big petition up. It's getting a lot of attention to stop shadow banning at change.org. We're going to be breaking that down. But you're not going to be told about the victories we're having. They're not going to be told about the victories you're having. In fact, you're going to see intensified attacks on InfoWars because there is literal and figurative bounties on this operation. And on yours truly. They have taken the level of lies to a new level that I'm going to be breaking down today as well. Forbes and others are reporting that my YouTube videos were taken down and they're set to ban the channel. It's a big national news story to set the precedent because I attacked a 11-year-old child and then I threw them to the ground. Now, this is just completely insane and not true, but they know because the video was taken down. They know because the video was taken down that, oh, people can't see it. So we can just say whatever we want. And now the new thing is he endangers children. I bet Congressman Gates will have another hearing in a few months, and he'll Facebook and Twitter and YouTube will say, yes, Jones beats children up on video. And Gates will say, well, that's terrible. We're going to have to ban him immediately. Until he found out he was shadow banned. And, of course, it's not true. We showed the viral video that had been all over national news of a teenager attacking an adult, and the adult finally pushes him down on the ground. Then he gets back up and actually isn't hurt. So everybody else can have that video. We can't show it to you. You know, it's all on ABC, NBC, CBS News. But then we get banned, and then they tell you that I beat up a child. So lies on lies on lies. And I'll have somebody probably walk up on the street and go, how dare you beat up that 11-year-old? I'll be like, I didn't. Shut up, Russian! You're going to prison, Russian! Well, I'm not a Russian agent. I didn't push a kid to the ground. I showed a video that was on ABC News National. They had big headlines in Rolling Stone. You know, this video is causing an internet debate. Was it right that this kid had been beating people up out in the parking lot, attacking adults, and punched this man in the face three times, and the adult pushes him down? And they go, no, discipline's never right. So, that's what they're doing, folks. And it's just like they say, Trump says he hates all Mexicans and they're all rapists. There's no video of that. He said there are a lot of criminals coming across the border. We got a vet who's coming across. There are a lot of criminals. Some of them rapists. That turns into all Mexicans are rapists. It's just not true. They misrepresent everything. I say it's an allegory, you know, a political analogy of we're at high noon with Robert Mueller and the globalists and the deep state, and it's a death battle. That's what they call it. That doesn't mean a literal death battle. It means no quarter to the end. And so I said, I'm here at high noon, you know, pew, pew, pew. They go, Jones said he's going to kill him, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. When the last thing I'd want is Mueller to be turned into a martyr. I want him to be absolutely discredited along with the whole deep state and defeated and return our republic and have prosperity and justice again and the good name of the FBI back. That's what I want. But see, they misrepresent everything. And you always notice it's a real blurry video on CNN or MSNBC, and they'll show it on a screen behind them to cover the jump cut edits. Amazing. And of course, Facebook and YouTube look at it and they go, well, actually, he didn't say he's literally going to do it. He said it was figurative. Just like when I said earlier, exposing internet censorship and having a real national debate about it will bring it down. It's like blowing up the Death Star, victory for the rebels. I'm not looking for a Death Star. I don't think it's real. I'm not going to blow it up. I'm playing spaghetti Western music in the background saying, Mueller, we're going to take you down high noon in the information war politically. We're going to, you know, I mean, that's like, again, like seeing a football game, the Red River Shootout, where UT and Oklahoma meet halfway in Dallas from Oklahoma City and or Norman in Austin, and they meet in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl, and they go, there's the big Red River Shootout. Pew, pew, pew. People even have little toy, you know, rubber guns and stuff. Pew, pew, pew. We're not actually going to shoot anybody. But this is how they deceive you. Headline, Jones endangered a child. Jones beat up a little boy. Kid wasn't beat up. Happened in, what, Indiana? I had nothing to do with it. It's been on national news. But see, they know you're reading their article, and they won't show you the video because it's been taken down, even though it turns out they had the video. But Forbes and others say, I beat up the little boy. The 11-year-old punk that's running around, reportedly beat up other kids, was attacking adults, starts punching this guy in the face three times. The guy finally pushes him down. And now because of that, I am facing the end of my free speech. That is hoaxing. That is fraud. That is mainstream media. Now, let me stop right there. Let me give you the gigantic trillion-ton enchilada here. We're going to come back from break and get into it all. No one had written a comprehensive blueprint of the tech companies and their admissions with exhibits. Video, audio, text, internal documents, Google documents, we've got it all. About how they were going to first shut down InfoWars and then set the precedent to ban everybody else. And now today, they're saying, we want Fox News banned. The Democratic Party, major public events are happening, and they're officially now calling for Fox to be banned off the internet. See, there's no end to this. They want the president banned on Twitter. He's already shadow banned. So the fact that we got our report to the president 50-something pages, Mike Adams. Paul Watson did a lot of legwork, put out the articles. You did the legwork as listeners and viewers in the game, on the field, in the arena. And we just had a huge victory because no one had a blueprint till then. So every member of that board, every member of that House Judiciary had a hardcover delivered to them. We had it delivered to their offices. We made phone calls ourselves. We told listeners and put a list of their emails out and said hit all of them and every member of Congress. I made sure it got to the president. They're good patriots that are listening right now. I'm not going to even say where. I'm not going to say what area. But I contacted three sources connected closely to the president, and two of them said, we got it to him. One of them gave me the specifics. So the president had it delivered into his hands on Air Force One, just as I envisioned. Again, it's not that hard to win if you take action and you have the research and do the work. And now the dominoes are falling because they started massively censoring Congress the next week, right on time, proving it all. And now they've got the lawmakers pissed and ready to act.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, I've been having some celebratory breakdown here that Congress is finally waking up. America's waking up to how we're being censored, the takeover plan. They've been doing it incrementally, so we were like a frog in boiling water, but now it's reached boil. We either get out or we die. We lose the First Amendment, like Europe's lost their free speech. That said, YouTube has banned us live streaming, not just on channels that InfoWars runs, but even sub-channels that crew members set up that we'd use as backups. So they're not even following their own rules at this point. They do not want us reaching millions of people every week over live streams on YouTube. They want us shut down ahead of 2018. The election's only 3 months out. Folks, I have a stack of news of congressional candidates, of congressmen, of congresswomen who are putting out their campaign videos on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and being banned. Okay? Members of Congress, where they're shooting shotguns and talking about their family, or where it's a grandma, a congresswoman from Tennessee talking about her grandkids, and talking about how they're endorsed by the NRA. It's all being banned. And they're setting the precedent with Alex Jones. And I watched Congressman Gates. He was briefed on this by, I'm sure everybody can guess who, the guy that helped get him elected, Roger Stone, and myself. And we tried to get Gates to champion this. It's super popular. It's constitutional. It's important. It's critical. He didn't have to sit there and defend me. He just had to go, wait a minute, you had to restore Alex Jones' channel. Turned out he didn't say nobody died at Parkland. That was fake. Plus, he'd have the right to do that if he wanted to, but he didn't. No, he knew all that, and he kissed their butt in the meeting and said, as long as you don't let them say kill Republicans, you're allowed to take off whoever you want. You're a private corporation. Well, they never advertise themselves as that. They advertise as a utility. The CIA helped set up Google. This is how people communicate now. So you're saying we just don't have access, like Jews didn't have access in Nazi Germany, to the market at first. That's how the censorship starts. So I was, there he was chairing the committee. We got a report to the president. We got the report to him. He knew. And then he found out he was shadow banned, along with all the other Republicans that checked. You've been banned for a long time. I know your dad's a billionaire and, you know, you're Richie Rich and everything. That's fine, dude. But now you have to become self-made. You have to defend the country. You can't just sit up there and slime around with the Democrats and think you're going to be left alone with the takeover of the internet and that you won't be censored. By the way, that's the calculation dumbass made. That's the calculation he made. Is that, oh, they'll let them get the Joneses and the Drudges of the world. We'll be okay. We'll go along with this. We'll be left online. That's what they told everybody. That's what they told all the other Ben Shapiros of the world. Now they're getting censored. No! They eat you last, fools. Matt Drudge gets this. He's the only guy that would even report the truth 3 months ago when they banned our YouTube channel and put a bunch of strikes on it and froze it. And we couldn't show you the real videos on the channel, and they said a bunch of things I didn't say. But Drudge linked to our videos, and they got 14 million views on InfoWars.com. And everybody went, wow, you didn't say they were crisis actors or nobody died. You said that the police stood down, which we broke. It was little kids saying it. That hadn't been in the news yet. They didn't want that out. That's why they banned our YouTube channel, froze it 3 days after, because they didn't want it out. The police stood down, which is now confirmed. So see, have their cake and eat it too. Say I said something I didn't say. Set the precedent to ban free speech. And then strangle the free speech. And then strangle everybody else's free speech. The really big news is in the next segment, because I'm going to explain why Facebook is plunging. And I said this was coming. And we have the exclusive of why it's plunging and who's going to plunge next. How low will it go? When it was low, it's 20 points down. Now it's 18% down. He's lost $16+ billion today. By the way, Zuckerberg is not as big a villain as Apple. They are the really wicked people. When it comes to real evil action with China and oppressing their workers and everything, they are just uber bad hombres. And I'm not trying to just say Zuckerberg's some angel cake. They've already been censoring us. So his claim that, oh, I'm not taking Alex Jones down, he still has free speech, that's bull. It's like saying, oh, we're not putting you in prison, we're just putting you on house arrest in a jail cell the size of a bathroom. They're already censoring everybody 90+%. I told everybody this. Coming up next segment, I'm going to break down what's really happening. But the result, I should have opened the broadcast up with this. The result of our report getting the president and Congress, the big tech giants arrogantly accelerating their censorship from, 50, 60% of conservative posts being blocked or shadow banned to now it's over 90%. Because they're scared they're going to lose the election in the battle to take back Congress so they can defeat our beachhead and start impeachment process. Trump now understands he's been shadow banned. In the report, it explains how he's banned and gives him websites he can go to or staff can to show how he's shadow banned, where you can track it and it breaks it down. Now the process is happening of getting visual on this and people seeing the report and then seeing it manifest in live time, because they turned the censorship up the very week after the report came out. Because we knew it was all about to intensify because of the election. They said they were going to intensify. The left is everywhere saying, ban Fox, ban Trump, ban Alex Jones, ban everything, ban free speech, just like the universities. They're making their move. They're launching their offensive against the most cherished system of our freedom, the First Amendment. It's here. It's authoritarian. It's nakedly corrupt. It's out of control. It's illegal. It's racketeering. It's organized crime. And all those members of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, they lied to Congress big time. They said, oh, we only shadow ban violent or hateful or whatever post. No, you don't. You put a governor on it of 90+%. Paul's governor is 97%. He was number one on Twitter for actual responses above the BBC for 3 years running. He was number one. And how do they respond? 97% collar on him. He still gets 10, 15,000 retweets. A restraining collar, like a shock collar. 97% demonetization of his YouTube channel. 97% shadow ban. Doesn't have all the fake followers. Only got 883,000 followers, but he had the highest Twitter response of any news organization in the world until the restraining collar went on. Oh, we didn't ban you. You just can't talk to anybody. We didn't take your free speech. We just buried you in the bottom of a pyramid somewhere. Maybe God can hear you, but nobody else can. Bye-bye. Enjoy the Phantom Zone. Bon voyage. Boy, my eyes! It's like General Zod. Here, we'll just freeze you. Bye-bye, Watson. You're not dead. You're just frozen for a trillion years. Bye-bye. So, we're explaining, and now the president knows. And now the tumblers are going into place, and now we're energizing. But we're getting hit really hard here on the front line, which is fine. I just think you might want to support us and spread the word. We are verboten. We're the number one enemy. And everybody should understand that and celebrate InfoWars and watch us burn from afar and reignite the entire republic off of our ashes. But celebration is key. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I got some good memories playing this song.
You are the one they call president?
I am.
Kneel before Zod.
Kneel before Zod!
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
I'm the man they're protecting. I'm the president.
Where we are, they are having major international television media meetings. I'm going to go to now, calling for Fox News to be deplatformed. They are calling for the president to be killed all over the news. No one's getting in trouble for it. They're trying to sabotage the Korean peace deal. They're trying to sabotage the economy, and they're engaged in an exponential shadow ban, not letting libertarians, conservatives, nationalists communicate with each other, and then not even telling you they've done it, and then lying about it to Congress. When we have all their own documents, Veritas video, their own admissions, their own policy reports that have been leaked to us, and we put it in the report to the president. And then they're so pig-headed, they intensify the shadow banning, and so members of Congress start checking to see if they're shadow banned, because there are big websites that do it for you now. And they find out that they're dialed back 90% on average. And then all these members of Congress are trying to run their TV ads. Democrats are allowed to run theirs. And then they put it on their Facebook. And Facebook goes, oh, no political ads allowed of conservatives. The NRA is being told they can't run ads now. And so you see, I'm answering the big secret question for everybody. Why is Facebook plunging? I'm going to explain it in a moment. But think about it. The NFL's got about 45% ratings reduction in the last 3 years. World Cup's down. It's gotten political, 40% as well. Hollywood's money-making, even with inflation added in, is down 30, 40%. All the major cable news shows have audiences that local talk radio has bigger audiences. You know, one hit show like in a town like Chicago has more listeners in 3 hours than CNN has in 3 hours. CNN is like government cheese or something. No one wants to eat it. It's like this thing that just flickers. You know, they pay to have it in bars. They pay to have it in airports. They force feed it in every public school in the country I know of. Little boil down 15 minutes of BS every first period. Ryan Stelter. And the young people are all totally rebelling. They've got InfoWars on their book bags, literally. And Stelter and them, they know this. That's why they want to shut down, because they're driving around the middle of nowhere. They see an InfoWars sticker. That was in the middle of Nebraska by the Platte River, and there was InfoWars homemade sticker on a light pole. 30 miles outside Omaha. I walked into this little gas station, and there were two Indian Americans behind the counter, a man and woman. They were both listeners. I mean, oh, I just saw an InfoWars sticker a mile away. I walk in, the two Indian Americans, their listeners, I mean, they can't deal with this, because everybody knows we're the verboten. So what are they going to do? Well, they're trying. Now, here it is. This is everything we've been looking for right here. The president to wake up to the internet takeover and the bullying of conservatives, libertarians. Everything that I asked you to promote, I asked you to get the report out last week. You did it. And now you can send the report out to everybody you know and say, here's the report. They don't want you to read the censorship master plan decoded. And there's a little blurb article that has it linked in it. Emergency report, the censorship master plan decoded. Now that's the Mike Adams report. Guys, I want the Paul Watson report that boils it down, that came out the same day. I want to give people that article. That's the most critical thing I've been needing since the start of the show. Now, so I want people to now be able to go get this. Because here's the president. Twitter shadow banning, that term now, the president put it out there, just like Trump derangement syndrome. We've been talking about it for 2 years. Now the president talks about it. Now it's everywhere. So it just got amplified by the big guy, by DeBoss. Twitter, quote, shadow banning, all caps, prominent Republicans, not good. We will look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once. Many complaints. And then we've got our 50-plus page report delivered to the president. The emergency report to Congress and the president on the blueprint for total internet censorship, the takeover, and how to counter the takeover. Infowars.com. At the next break, I'm going to retweet the Paul Watson article that's the best boiled down, then it has the report in it, at Real Alex Jones. And despite their shadow banning, you can show people at work, hey, I'm going to send this to your Twitter. And almost all of you won't even be able to do it. And show them that. Go, isn't that funny? They don't want you to know about a report. But see, that's what makes it catch fire. That's what makes it so explosive. That's what makes it so exciting. That's what's so powerful about all of this. That's what's so exciting about all of this. Because it is illegal. It is racketeering. It is a mass discriminatory practice. And they've been caught lying about it to Congress. And it's all coming unraveled. Now, why is Facebook plunging 20% today, Zuckerberg himself losing $16 billion? I'll cover it in the next segment, but I'll give you the answer now, 100%. And no one else is even saying this. The media is spinning it and saying, oh, it's because they won't kick hate off or whatever. No, it's because the left went after Cambridge Analytica, which was doing public legal scraping, and what Facebook does is 1,000 times more insane, just like the NSA. It's the same type, just private NSA that you opt into, that did face scans and nexuses everybody and creates these panopticonic control systems. It's a giant opt into the NSA snooper bug. Now, the left went after Republicans scraping it using low-level technology to reach voters because they didn't want them to have a slingshot to fight Goliath. And so when they did that, it's so amazing. When they pulled that, then that exposed all the illegal stuff that was many times worse. And so that wounded the whole model of privatized NSA data mining and control and social engineering. But that's not what finished it. Facebook knows that conservatives and libertarians in general have about 90% of middle-class money. There's a report out today that Democrats have, like, you know, 70% of the billionaire money. But for people that actually buy things and do things, the market is conservatives and Christians and people. So they made Zuckerberg kill Facebook, just like News Corp killed MySpace. They made him kill the company by not letting conservatives communicate. They all left. When you shadow ban 90% of conservative and Christian and pro-gun and pro-America and internal documents, you know, YouTube and Facebook and Google, well, what do you ban? Anything Alex Jones, anything American flags, anything veterans. Okay, that's a lot. Anything Trump. So they banned all that. They killed it. They took the shotgun that was aimed at our head and pointed at their feet. And Zuckerberg said, this is going to hurt. And they said, do it. And he blew his feet off and the company's feet off. And they're bleeding to death right now. They want to put a tourniquet on it. And then meanwhile, that people are like, aren't you worried about getting censored? I said, watch this. We got roots that are deep. We knew this was coming. We're not dependent on them. They're killing themselves. Just stand back and watch this. Just like the NFL, it's all in Hollywood. It's all imploding, all by their own stupid design.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234.
That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
When historians look back on the Trump presidency, they'll say that this was the week that something changed, something really shifted. And the conversations about the president, uncomfortable questions, moved into the mainstream in a big way. Trump's odd behavior with Vladimir Putin is compelling so many people to ask, what does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised? All of those people, those experts, those reporters, they are looking at the fact pattern and they're seeing something strange, even something sinister.
We'll give you everything you need.
Ha ha! Man, I tell you, the attacks on InfoWars have gone supernova. I just learned during the break that they've done a filing at Travis County and are going to attempt to strip my children from me because Forbes says I beat up an 11-year-old kid and posted a video of it when I leaked to an ABC news piece months ago, and Darren McBreen did a promo of it, of the little punk 11-year-old punching the guy or 12-year-old punching the guy in the face. He finally pushes him down in another state. I'll show you the article. They don't care. They're going with it in the news that I beat a kid up and tried to take my kids today. I just confirmed it. I meant to go off air and go down to the Travis County courthouse right now. I mean, this is what the Democrats have turned into, man. Because they say I beat a kid up, or they say Trump hates Mexicans. There's no video of them ever saying that. We've all got to just go to hell. Man, these people are next level. You know what? I'm not even going to go to court. People want to go into court and do that stuff and put that out. You know what? Whatever. Can you imagine they take my kids because of Forbes saying that? That just shows who the left are, man. If they can't abort all your babies, they're so pissed, sure as hell try to take them away from me. And they've been trying that for so long with the media lying and all the stuff they've done and taking stuff out of context. Unbelievable. Wow. So pray for InfoWars, folks. Mark Dice has done an out-of-this-world funny piece on Brian Stelter, and Stelter blocked it and tried to have it removed and all the rest of it. It just shows what authoritarian these people are. But getting back to Zuckerberg, Facebook is a giant pump and dump, and it's a giant spy grid. And now that the left tried to expose Cambridge Analytica for doing public scraping, just going out and getting names of who affiliate themselves as conservatives or pro-Trump, and then reach out to them and mobilize them. Public scraping. You put something out in public, it's going to get scraped. That is nothing compared to what Facebook actually does and how they admitted that they work for the Democratic Party and the globalists and Merkel and the EU. He's on record. So the left wanted to stop Republicans from publicly data mining, so they killed the whole golden goose, or at least wounded it, by exposing the fact that, well, if that's bad, what they did, what you do, is literally 1,000 times. When I say 1,000, I mean, what Facebook does compares to, like, what they did at Cambridge Analytica is like a million, a billion? I don't know. I mean, it's so much bigger. It's like a grain of sand compared to a mountain. There's not even really a way for me to try to even describe this. So you got the NFL killing itself with all the kneeling and the America hating. They can't help it. The globalists are giving the orders to do it. Hollywood, 30-40% down. They can't stop. All of these leftist universities like Missouri State and Evergreen have 15-30% in the last 2 years enrollment down. I mean, people are like, I'm not going to pay $15,000-$20,000 a year for my kid to be taught to hate America, and if they're white, they can't go to school on certain days to teach them what it's like. They didn't do anything. I mean, this is crazy. And so, but that's it. The big mega banks are global. They don't care about a university. They don't care about the NFL. They will order them to do this, and they will do it. Even if it destroys their franchises, even if it destroys the NFL, destroys Hollywood, because who owns Hollywood? The Big Six. Even the Wall Street Journal reports the Big Six production houses, studios, are controlling interest Chinese government. And people hear that, they don't believe it. They go look up, they go, that's true. Yeah, who's owned our majority of our debt for 7 years? Chi-coms, man. Chi-coms. I mean, we're far down the road here. So when I get excited, it's because the patient looks like it might come back to life. The pulse is better, kind of the patients woke up, but we're still in bad shape here. And they're trying to get Trump and InfoWars and anybody else that's pro-America and pro-free market out of there so they can get in there and smother the patient with a big old pillow. And so that's where we are right now. So look, you want to take action in this world? There's strategic things you can do. There's strategic things you can do. And getting the report to the president, getting it to Congress, saying, see, here's a report on shadow banning. We just retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. We're going to retweet it at Paul's Prison Planet Twitter. Get it out there. Send it out in your email. Say, hey, this is what the president's looking at. Get Paul Watson's boil down report of it if you want to read 50 pages. Emergency. Big tech's plot to kill free speech revealed. I mean, This is, to use the Death Star analogy again, of episode 4 Star Wars. This is the X-Wing and this is the torpedoes. You've got to get in the X-Wing and you've got to fly the trench. You don't have to actually risk your life. Just get the word out and take some action. And enough of you fire this information. This is coffin nails of censorship. This is it. And we also have to know they're going to spin it. Oh, Facebook's in trouble because of the haters. That has nothing to do with it. That's the bullying of the shareholders to get them in line for censorship when it's the censorship that's killing Facebook. 100%. So you need to reach out to the shareholders. If Facebook would be a good company and bring some value and you know, actually let people communicate, that could be their business model, advertising, instead of data mining. So I don't want to just destroy things. Like, we have an enemy, you know, castle that we've captured. We're not going to blow it up. I mean, it's our castle now. I want the castle to do well. I like building things. But you're not going to use this stuff on us. Have you figured it out yet? We're smart. We're aggressive. Not just me, people like me. We are fighting you now. We used to be asleep. You thought we were intimidated. You thought we were under your control. No, we were asleep. Now, the more you do to bully us and attack us does not scare me. I mean, I know the worst things get for me is the mission. And so it's I'm actually very blessed. This persecution has been the best thing in my life. And it's really made me a better person. And I just thank God for what God's done. I just, God has always, you learn God's mysteries, you learn how God works, and you just want to know more of it. You're like, oh, this is really amazing. Oh, wow. Oh, I see this whole thing now, and I see the plans and the wheels within wheels, and I just, oh, it's so beautiful and good, and I just want to be with that spirit forever. And so if I've got to go through some pain so that we have a future, that's a great thing, isn't it? And everybody's afraid to be bullied or afraid to be called out by evil people or slaves. That's a good thing. You don't think in World War II when there was Japanese and Nazi propaganda against America, you don't think our soldiers believed that, do you? They knew it was a load of crap. And once you get into that mindset about mainstream media and the globalists, there's no going back. And you're not believing what they say or what I say. You're actually researching. You're involved. You're informed. I didn't plug this hour until now. If you want to finance what we're doing and be part of history and get great products at the same time, it's a total win-win, 360 win, term I coined. And I mean, you couldn't buy war bonds better than InfoWars. And part of the enemy really persecuting the daylights out of me and my folks and everybody else is it's made me get focused. And I understand I was weak. I had to be tortured, you know, to become strong. And so I just want to make sure that we go to the next level. And so I'm just telling everybody, you need to get the products. Everybody needs fish oil. We've got the cleanest, highest quality you're going to find out there. Big two-month servings, the krill oil, the wild harvested fish oil out of the fjords in the northern Atlantic. Very, very clean. It's all there. And then Honor Roll is the full spectrum of fish oils and other key oils that are known to turbocharge the brain for your children. Fish oil is so unbelievable. The problem is a lot of it has mercury in it. These companies are so cheap, they don't denate, they don't pull it out. We get it wild, harvested to get the very best. There's a whole expensive process to get the clean oil, and it's at non-detectable levels. Some spectrometers think they can find shadows of it. California levels are impossible to follow, but this is where you want to get it. You don't want to get it from fish, especially big fish like tuna. The krill's really good because they're so tiny, they don't even bioaccumulate the mercury, and they're excellent as well. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Whether we're going to win or not is up to you because you are in this fight. You are the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number 2 of a special guest joining us. Stay with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.